This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The new manager of the Boston Red Sox is in Puerto Rico today with some members of the team. Not for a ball game, though. Alex Cora is a native of Puerto Rico and has returned home to personally deliver aid to his hometown and maybe give a little morale boost, too. Raul Rodriguez is the owner of the professional baseball team in Cora's hometown, Caguas. He was one of the people there to greet Cora.
We all know the human being that he is, and having him back here is just outstanding for the people. So, this is very, very good for the emotions for them.
Alex Cora is joined on the trip by fellow Puerto Rican Sox catcher Christian Vasquez, pitchers Rick Porcello and Chris Sale, and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. And also by WBUR Simone Rios. He joins us now from Caguas, Puerto Rico. Tell us what it's like there and what Cora and his cadre are doing.
When the buses pulled up to the center of Caguas, there were throngs of people here waiting for Alex Cora and the other Red Sox players. There was live music, a big band was playing. And then everybody congregated under the roof of a basketball court, talked a bit about why they were there, and then people started lining up for food donations. On a baseball diamond next to the basketball court, the Red Sox were handing out baseball gear, so baseball gloves and baseballs. And so in all, they brought nearly 10 tons of materials, supplies, and in addition, they raised $200,000 to present to officials in Caguas, and that's specifically to help rebuild the electricity infrastructure. There's still a significant percentage of the homes here that don't have power.
And Simone, what is that we're hearing in the background?
That in the background, you have somebody over the intercom announcing the numbers for people to come up and get their donated food. So that's part of the donation from the Boston Red Sox.
And the Red Sox paid for part of the donations. I guess Red Sox fans contributed money, and that's being handed out today as well.
That's right. After Hurricane Maria at the end of the season, they took in donations from fans at Fenway Park. The owners of the Red Sox donated another amount of money, and it totaled $200,000.
And how many people are answering the call of this person we can hear in the background now? I mean, are there a lot of people lining up? Do a lot of people need the food and the money?
Yeah, my understanding is that most of the people who came here today to meet Alex Cora are still without electricity. They're still struggling. I mean, a lot has changed in Puerto Rico. We were here a couple weeks after the storm, and here we are several months later. There's a huge change already. But there's still a lot of people on the island that don't have power. Many of them are here today. So there definitely still is need here. And, Alex Cora and the Red Sox decided to respond to that.
Boston Children's Hospital, we should say, sent supplies as well, correct? Medical supplies?
Yeah. I met a Puerto Rican gentleman from Boston Children's on the plane, and they sent vaccines, a whole array of different medical supplies for the hospital, for one of the children's hospitals here in Puerto Rico.
You mentioned that this trip has meant a lot to Alex Cora. How did it even come about?
This isn't the first time Alex Cora has come to Puerto Rico with supplies after the hurricane. He was doing that when he was with the Houston Astros, who of course won the World Series. Then he got the job as manager of the Red Sox. And one of the conditions for him accepting the job was that he wanted the Red Sox to continue that mission of sending planes down to Puerto Rico and bringing supplies. He still had a lot of supplies from previous collections. He was very clear that this isn't the end of the story. Puerto Rico still has a long way to go before it's completely back to where it was before the hurricane. So I do think there will be more trips of this type.
Speaking to us from Caguas, Puerto Rico, WBUR Simone Rios, traveling with members of the Boston Red Sox, including Alex Cora, the new manager. Thank you very much, Simone.
Thank you, Lisa.